Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. A senior official also mentioned uncertainty about the number of hostiles killed or whether any Americans were injured in the assault on Al-Assad Air Base. Since the onset of the Israel-Hamas war, there have been at least 64 attacks on U.S. and coalition forces in Iraq. A tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. Dave Collins has more.
The deal would include a multi-day ceasefire and around 50 Israeli and international hostages would be freed in different waves, with more eventually to follow. It would also include exchanging Palestinian women and children currently detained in Israel for hostages held by Hamas.
Following a landslide in southeast Alaska on Monday night, three people have died, others currently missing. The Department of Public Safety reported that three homes were in the path of that landslide. Authorities are cautioning people to stay away from the area to mitigate the risk of additional landslides, and some residents are being asked to evacuate. Ground searches are on hold until a geologist assesses the slide for safety while air searches continue. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may pop up due to severe storms and snow. The National Weather Service's Prediction Center, in a post on X, highlighted two primary storm systems impacting the U.S., with a particular focus on the South and East Coast. Anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms, with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
With Thursday being Thanksgiving, do not let an improperly prepared bird ruin your day.
When cooking a turkey, the CDC advises setting the oven temperature to at least 325 degrees and placing the completely thawed turkey in a roasting pan that is 2 to 2.5 inches deep. USDA food expert Meredith Sarouthers recommends using a food thermometer.
And we really recommend to check the temperature in three places: the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh.
Regarding leftovers, the CDC suggests refrigerating them at 40 degrees or colder within 2 hours of cooking to prevent food poisoning. For safety, it's recommended to consume all leftover cooked turkey and side dishes made with it within 3 to 4 days. I'm John Schaefer.
Retailers anticipating a quieter season at the cash registers this holiday. Best Buy, Lowe's, and Kohl's have reported sale declines in recent quarters and anticipate a decrease in holiday sales compared to the previous year. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry mentioned the company is ready for a customer base that is highly focused on finding deals. Google Maps has introduced a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are slightly brighter green, while water is now more turquoise blue. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Right? I mean, you can't ignore these things for as long as we have and think that we're going to turn the ship overnight. No doubt, those antithetical forces have taken a stronghold into our government and turning us into, you know, socialists. Even though Donald Trump said we would never become a socialist country, our legislators applauded with that, and I'm wondering if it was just the polite golf, kind of applause, as opposed to something that they really believed, that we would never become a socialist country, or they were just absolutely delusional in thinking that we could not. But they knew better than we did that socialists were well entrenched into the bureaucracy, and they'd taken a stronghold over, the things that have been America up to this time and season. Unbelievable what has happened to our country, and I know it's shocking people as they're waking up and realizing what the heck is going on. How can they do this to a former president? How can they do this to patriots who have gone to exercise their disagreement and disenchantment with an election? But we were told by the elites, we were forced to believe the unbelievable, that somehow we had to buy in that the election was free and fair. And then what are we finding out now? As, the things that we knew, the things that we were accused of being conspiratorial over, are proving to be more true than conspiracy. But that's the way it starts. It always starts with a conspiracy. And whenever a conspiracy reigns, you know that there's a problem here, is that we're not getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Things are being hidden from us. You know, you can't have, right after the elections, you can't have 1,000 sworn affidavits of people saying, look, there's a problem. This thing was not done right in all these various election centers. And, and they just set that aside. The judiciary, others that should have been responsible. We have a J6 committee, and we find out that this video that was now fully released, thank you very much, Speaker Johnson, released all this. I mean, originally we were told, 14,000 hours? It's over 44,000 hours. 44,000 hours of video footage that's proving more and more what we saw with our eyes and our initial impressions and what it turned out to be. My good friend Jake Lang is talking to us. Yes, he is a J6 prisoner, and we've got him on a phone, and he joins us now. Jake, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Bill. God bless you, my brother.
Well, over 1,030 days and counting of incarceration as a J6 prisoner without a trial. I heard that we got some disappointing news, but then we get new news. Where are we right now with your case?
Right now, we are waiting for December 1st. The Supreme Court's holding a special hearing to decide whether or not to take my filing the cert that we filed in the Supreme Court against the obstruction of Congress 1512 charge, which is a 20-year maximum felony that 317 January 6ers have been charged with, and Donald Trump, and it's pretty much the most serious charge anybody has. And if we win in Supreme Court, there's going to be a clearinghouse of the jails, and we're going to prevent Donald Trump from going to prison, too. So this is probably going to be, if it gets accepted in the Supreme Court, December 1st, the biggest Supreme Court case in recent memory.
So on the 1st of December, okay, we're praying for this day. We're praying for wisdom of the Supreme Court. What will happen on December the 1st when you say that they decide to pick it up? They will take this, into the process, and it could be months before we get an answer, right? Or is this going to be something where, within a couple of weeks they'll fast track the decision? What do you think?
We should have a decision by December 4th or 5th. We should know if this case has been accepted by the Supreme Court or not. It has already been fast-tracked. They showed a high level of interest in this filing. The government responded October 30th, and now the Supreme Court is weighing our filing with the government's opposition response, and they're going to give a decision here, in the next 10 days. We're gonna know, and it's going to paint the picture for the way January 6th moves forward, me and all the political prisoners. This is like this is our main sword in the fight right now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're being slayed. We're being absolutely slayed in the D.C. courtrooms by these biased juries. They have bloodlust for conservatives. These, so-called highly educated liberals come down out of their castles to judge all the Jan Sixers from the Midwest, and they don't even care. They don't look at the evidence even for a second. They just keep on coming back after 30 minutes of deliberation.
Their minds are made up beforehand. 30 minutes. This is incredible. I mean, they're just flat out ignoring the Constitution. Are they not, Jake?
I mean, every single step in this process, Bill, has been a complete just aberration of justice, and our constitutional rights have been completely ignored. I mean, talk about due process rights and rights to a speedy trial and rights to be able to be in front of a fair jury of your peers. I mean, the rights go on and on. How about the right to exculpatory evidence, the evidence that they
exactly.
used? How many January 6ers have been to trial already, Bill, before Speaker Johnson has released these tapes, which are not released in full yet? How many hundreds of people's lives have been destroyed before the government, which Speaker Johnson is part of the government, has decided to release these tapes to the public and to our attorneys and to our legal teams? I mean, we're talking about hundreds of cases that have already been adjudicated that have not had the proper chance to defend themselves.
Exactly.
They haven't had the evidence.
Yeah, which, to withhold exculpatory evidence, I mean, puts the whole process in prejudice, Jake Lang. And beyond that, I mean, the damage that it has done to others like yourself. I mean, you have been incarcerated for over 1,000 days. And how many others are in a similar situation as you who have been in there for, that length of time, Jake?
Right now, there is 220 January 6ers that are behind bars. A good couple dozen of us have still not had trial. We're waiting, languishing, indefinitely detained. Some of the people have recently been arrested. I mean, it's so sickening, Bill,
yes.
that the FBI keeps on picking up and harassing and kidnapping innocent people from their homes all across this country. Just to give you guys a perspective, last month it was only 190 January 6ers in prison. Now it's 220. I think in the last 2 weeks we had about 15 new arrests. I mean, they're picking up people on a daily basis.
Wow. And it's amazing, as you say, though Speaker Johnson has released, you say there's still more video footage to be released?
He's only released, as of right now, 90 hours of the 40,000. So,
oh, my God. Okay. All right.
He said, yeah, there's a huge amount that's supposed to be released soon.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course,
he's saying that month over month it's going to be released more and more and more. So, you know what I mean? It's just, that's great. God bless. You know, it's Thanksgiving week. Right here tomorrow.
Got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from
Jerry Leone Antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience. Just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own. So stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Middle East is an area of high religious persecution. This makes evangelism especially tricky as many people in the region openly oppose Christianity. The Tide Ministry is pleased to provide gospel programming through the first and only Arabic Christian channel dedicated exclusively to children and young people. Sat7 Kids, a far-reaching Arabic television channel, introduces children to the gospel during their crucial early years. Their safe and positive gospel-centered programming reaches at least 5 million Arabic-speaking children. The Tide programs aired on Sat7 Kids are helping to transform the Middle East by urging the next generation to positively influence society by following Jesus. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in the Middle East and beyond whose lives are being impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. As we've been announcing, Speaker Mike Johnson has been releasing surveillance video from Capitol Hill during the January 6th protest. We are still, keeping the pressure on the speaker to release all of it, as Jake Lang had mentioned earlier. I mean, think about this. Even, Jake, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Benny Thompson, who was the chair of the J6 committee, that kangaroo mess that we paid for, and, you know, even he admitted that he and other members didn't actually review all the surveillance video themselves. He said, "Didn't you know, you're almost led to believe that they didn't review much, if anything, whatsoever. The only thing they saw was manufactured and produced by the Hollywood producer that did it on behalf of the Democrats and this committee. It was all, you know, manufactured. It was set up in a way that... you know, would comport with their preconceived notions and their agenda. I mean, this was flat out propaganda. And then the other thing that was disturbing was that when there was going to be a change of guard and the Republicans had taken over the House, then Speaker McCarthy said, "Hey, look, it, I want you to retain all that evidence. I don't want any of that evidence to go anywhere." Well, guess what they did? They get rid of it. I mean, the lack of justice and the miscarriage of justice on all of this has just got to be overwhelming for you and the other J6 incarcerees, Jake Lang.
Yeah, I mean, it is, Bill. It's, you know, for years, we've been dealing with this stuff for years. Like I was saying right before the break, we do have to be grateful that we're starting to see a little form of relief here through you know, Speaker Johnson releasing the tapes, but we need way more action than that from Congress. We need a real January 6th Select Committee that's a fact-finding committee that is looking to answer the questions of, you know, who made the calls for the police to get violent with the peaceful protesters, unarmed protesters that day. What is going to be done about the deaths of Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan and the Capitol Police officers that murdered those poor women? You know, who orchestrated the events behind January 6th? Was Nancy Pelosi working with Capitol Police Assistant Chief Yogananda Pittman? Is there any emails from any Democrat Party leaders or any high-up officials in Washington, D.C., talking with Capitol Police Intelligence about January 6th to stand down, to leave the Capitol wide open? We need real answers. That's what a real January 6th Select Committee would do. So releasing the tapes is, you know, half the battle. That's going to win the public opinion over a lot more, as we've already seen. Many, many dozens of videos have gone viral in the last week from just this little tiny 90 hours that they gave us. But we need real congressional action on top of what I just said. Not only that, but also, what about congressional action to impeach and disbar these federal prosecutors, the FBI officials, the judges that are just, I mean, walking us into these Soviet-style show trials
exactly.
And finding us guilty, some people, 22 years. There needs to be judges removed. There needs to be prosecutors removed. These people need to have consequences for their unconstitutional, traitorous actions that they've been doing for the last 3 years, destroying lives.
Well, they are the danger to democracy, no doubt about it. Jake, I don't know if you and I talked, but, you know, I had interviewed that one Capitol Police officer who has since, you know, left the Capitol Police. He was a stellar example and much rewarded, was promoted. He was the... for all intent and purposes, he was at the ground. I'm talking about T.K. Johnson. He was the supervisor there on the Capitol grounds, and he is repeatedly calling out for, you know, direction from, you know, from the number two person, Yogananda, that you'd mentioned earlier, and she did nothing. He gets, you know, he took it upon himself to make sure people were safe. What got him in trouble was he went to, you know, help some of his own people who were kind of trapped. And, you know, the nature of the MAGA folks was such that they were there, you know, yes, to protest, but they weren't there to injure anybody. And they actually assisted T.K. Johnson, in fact, in order to help him, you know, gain access and go help his people, get him off this the edge of this one area to bring them to safety. You know, one of the MAGA people gave him a MAGA hat to wear. So which was kind of like gave him safe passage to be able to do this. And of course, because he was, you know, wearing a MAGA hat, forget the fact that he was saving his people, you know, they put all kinds of pressure on this guy and basically forced him out of service and short of, I don't know, maybe 2 years of retirement. You know, so
yeah, I know Tarek, he's a great man, and you, by the way, Bill, the people, the Jan Sixers that assisted him in retrieving those four or five officers that were kind of stranded on their own little island, that was the Oath Keepers, and the Oath Keepers have been labeled a domestic terrorist group. The founder of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Another one of my guys, 12 years in prison. And so, you know, this is, these people were there, the Oath Keepers and other, you know, great paramedic groups and stuff like that, people that
right.
protest and make sure everybody's, you know, has, you know, access to be able to receive medical attention or whatever what they need. These people were there helping police officers, helping, you know, keep the crowd at a quell and keep things de-escalated as much as possible. And they're being just, their lives are being utterly destroyed. My poor brother, Stuart Rhodes, he's been sentenced to 2 decades in prison for
this is absurd. You see, Jake, but this is what the Biden administration has done. They have maligned people. You know, Hillary Clinton were basket of deplorables. The MAGA nuts, you know, whatever, that we've all got tossed into this deal. And the Oath Keepers, what are the Oath Keepers guilty of? I mean, when I first started following them, probably about, I don't know, I want to say at least 12, 13 years ago, these are former law enforcement officers. And the oath that they took, which was, you know, against law enforcement policy at the time, it was kind of dubious, but these guys, with courage, came forth and said, we will not... We want to clarify for the record, and this was the oath that they took, that they would not shoot on civilians, because the sentiment at the time with law enforcement was that they had a loose interpretation about the use of force and the use of weapons. And so they took a stand and clarified it, and this is what their oath was about, was it not?
100%. I mean, this is the oath that every federal officer takes, that I guess they forget, most of them, that they will protect the Constitution of the United States of America against any enemy, foreign or domestic. And on that day, the domestic enemies to the Constitution were committing a communist coup d'etat inside our own capital, installing a puppet regime leader who's bought and paid for by China. And for some reason, all the federal officers there, failing to realize this, failing to act upon the realization of this, turn their own weapons against the unarmed patriotic crowd that was outside protesting this communist coup d'etat. And they, you know, they basically all broke their oath. All of the Capitol Police that day that were violent with the protesters, not the ones that were high-fiving people as they were walking in. God bless those people. They let people exercise their rights. Nobody was violent in like 90% of the Capitol. But a certain portion of the Capitol Police decided to fire upon, hit people with, you know, pepper ball bullets and rubber bullets and tear gas and explosive rounds. And, you know, hit people in the face. There's whole entire chunks of people's faces missing. Those people broke their oath. I think the Oath Keepers kept their oath that day, and they did what, you know, our founding fathers would have done. They were there, ready to support and to help and to make sure our country doesn't get sold down the river to despotic tyranny.
Jake Lang, 45 seconds left. I'll let you wrap it up. Another Thanksgiving in jail. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, brother. It's 3 Thanksgivings in jail. I'm just very grateful for my family, my friends, all my J6ers. Guys, if you want to support the January 6ers and become a monthly commissary sponsor and help us out, this is the best way. Go to sponsorj6.com. That's sponsorj6.com. Pick a package and help support a Jan 6 Patriot hero in prison this holiday season. Thank you, Bill. I love you, brother. God bless
you. Love
you,
man. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and the rest of the J6ers. Let them know we're with them, okay?
I will, of course, brother.
God bless.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs. So whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. Since the onset of the Israel-Hamas war, there have been at least 64 attacks on U.S. and coalition forces. A tentative deal between Israel and Hamas to release hostages has been reached. That deal would include a multi-day ceasefire, and around 50 Israeli and international hostages would be freed in different waves. Following a landslide in southeast Alaska, three people have died, several others currently missing. Ground searches are on hold until a geologist assesses the slide for safety. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise now due to severe storms and snow throughout the south and east. Corey Myers, USA News.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Got a great treat for you. Walt Dorn's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about his new movie. This holiday season, get ready for an action-packed all-star rainbow-colored family reunion like no other as Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake return for the new chapter in DreamWorks Animation blockbuster musical franchise, Trolls Band Together. Walt Dorn joins us now, the writer and director. Walt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here. It's great to see you.
Well, great to see you. And wow, what a great movie. I mean, this is the third installment. Yeah. And as we know in franchises, it really puts a lot of pressure with each sequence. But boy, you've done it. I mean, you've really done a great job in this third installment.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, we have an incredible crew back at DreamWorks, and everybody put their heart and soul into this movie to make it special, to make it unique, and do some crazy things we've never done before.
Well, and as you say, this is a team effort. You know, you're working with, you know, the talents of, you know, Justin Timberlake. I mean, that's obvious in the music. I mean, this is going to be fun, you know, watching people in the theater with their heads bopping. I'm telling you, you're going to get people dancing in the aisles. I don't know how they can stop.
I love that. We've done some previews, and I have literally seen people dancing in the aisles.
Well, you know, it really says a lot, you know, Walter, the music quality. Of course, it's Justin Timberlake. I mean, my goodness, who would have thought, you know, when he first came on the scene that he would end up expanding and developing to this powerful of a musical talent and force?
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible, and he's a huge author of these films. Like, he's a real collaborator. I've been with him now a little over 9 years, almost 10 years working with him.
Wow.
So he's a big part of who Branch is, you know, and how Branch evolves. And Justin is also, our executive music producer. He's involved in, you know, writing the originals as well as choosing some of our cover songs and why. You know, I work really close with him doing the voice. He improvs a lot of the jokes. A lot of the jokes from Branch come from him. So he really is an amazing artist.
How did you meet?
Well, he came in when we were working on Trolls, and we just felt like he would be great in the fabric of these movies because of the tone of the music and the playfulness. And I was always a fan of his. I mean, Suit and Tie is one of my favorite songs. I love that. So I think he's a great actor too, you know, appearing in the Facebook movie. And I was just a big fan of his, and we called him in and we said, well, let's pitch this story to you. And he felt instantly connected with it. Just like Anna too. We brought her early on in Trolls 1 and pitched it to her. She felt really connected. You know, she comes up with a lot of lines too. I mean, they're really, just the amount of great artists on this is incredible.
Well, you can tell, even though it's animated, you feel the chemistry in this. And that's real special, isn't it?
It is. It's quite unique, you know, that because that they've been working together over the last 9-10 years, mm-hmm. that they have a special connection. Like you said, you can feel it. Even though it's animated, you can feel that these two have love and respect for each other.
Now, going back to your experience when you first met with Justin, here you bring him in, and I mean, there's a lot on the line here. I mean, you're kind of rolling the dice and hoping that he can relate to this, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's true. We were worried. You know, we had the seed of an idea. We said, well, what if Branch had some brothers and we didn't know about them? And they were in a band together. It was more of a family band, like the Bee Gees and, yes, you know, right. That history, the Beach Boys, all that history of family bands. And it slowly kind of evolved to talking about boy bands. And Justin was in there pretty early. Yeah. He started reflecting on his own career. We started just weaving that together, that music. And that eventually led to him coming up with the idea of having NSYNC come back together for this.
Yeah, I think it's so cool because it is. It's a boy band redo kind of mixed in with this animation and that. It's a fun ride that you take us through on this. So, you know, tell us a little bit about the story and what the fans can look forward to.
Well, there's so much. This movie is just packed to the gills of fun and wildness. But the underneath it all was this idea that Branch, the Justin Timberlake troll, we find out that he has four brothers we didn't know about. 20 years ago, when he was a baby, they used to be in a boy band together, a band called Brozone. Well, one of the brothers, but they broke up, so Branch never saw his brothers. And it ends up one of them gets kidnapped by these nefarious villains named Velvet and Veneer. They're like crazy 90s pop divas, these two.
Yeah.
And they're using a troll for like a performance. You know, they take the troll, he gives you magical powers to sing and dance. So they've got to get the band back together and save their brother, Floyd.
And so all the antics in between, the characters, as you say, I mean, you've got a host of characters. It's not just, yes, it's the bro zone, it's the music and that, but each of the personalities as they're developing, what a ride for you. I mean, as a writer, you're developing this. I mean, how is this coming together, Walt? I mean, because you're dealing with lots of elements here.
It's true. There's a lot of pieces, and we have great collaborators. Liz Tippett was our original writer, and we collaborated with more writers. And the entire crew, it's the most collaborative film I've ever worked on. You know, again, collaborating with Justin all the way down to our animators, and they have an idea and a point of view. So it is a giant tapestry of incredible ideas that come together with the beautiful artists at DreamWorks. You know, but I'm right there just helping everybody weave it into this one big idea.
I can only imagine, you know, what it must be for you. I mean, you're laboring, putting this all together, all these elements. And as you see them in pre-production coming and just being encouraged and yeah, that works, that doesn't work, or let's refine this and that. And as you say, the collaborative involvement of the entire team. I mean, this isn't just, yourself and your BFF in the closet somewhere pulling this together. I mean, you've got a lot of very experienced and, you know, we might say influential people involved in this.
Yeah, for sure. The cast and crew is just a huge, it's hundreds of artists, everything from animators to painters to technicians. We have choreographers and dancers. You name it. We've got that. It's all the arts blended to make this one really passionate and beautiful experience.
I'm glad you mentioned choreography because that was one of the thoughts I was, as I'm watching the trolls dance, I'm going, somebody knows what they're doing. I mean, they got the moves here. I mean, you know, this is so cool.
I'm glad you noticed. It's very specific. Our choreographer, Marty Kudelko and AJ Harpold, they're actually Justin's choreographers. They were the same people that choreographed the NSYNC videos.
This is
the authentic choreography.
How cool is that? I mean, to be able to bring all this back together. And I imagine, you know, for Justin as well, because this is a walk down memory lane for him, right?
Yeah, it really was. And I think he really embraced it pretty early on. He had to. But he shared a lot of experiences with us. And we wanted to celebrate it and, like, have some fun with it, poke fun at it. And Justin has that really healthy attitude. So it's great to go in there, explore. I see a lot of people very excited going back to that place inside them where they experienced these boy bands.
Yes, exactly. I did. I mean, I'll tell you, it took me there real quick. It was so much fun, you know, to be able to do that. It was such a blessing. I want you to know. It was a real treat, and you blessed the team, everybody. You know, this was a great blessing to watch, and I know the fans are going to love watching this. As we wrap things up, Walt, again, thank you so much for coming on the show, telling us about the new movie. Where can people see it, and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, you can see it everywhere. Friday, November 17th, just before the holidays. Get everybody together. It's a party in the movie theater. Everyone's having a fun time. And you should check out, I don't know, trolls.com. It's everywhere. I mean, DreamWorks, it's like, hopefully, just look out the window and there's trolls waiting for you.
Well, you're bringing the color back to the holidays. We love it. We're going to have a great time. Dancing shoes, no dancing shoes required. Doesn't matter. You can go barefoot. I'll guarantee you're going to be dancing in the aisles. Well, Dorn, thank you so much for being with us. You take care.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you. It's great talking with you.
You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly.
I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com, where we're going to be talking about solving the Gen Z military recruiting crisis as proposed by a Gen Z lieutenant. From the fear of mental health disorders to a lack of interest, this new generation is turning sharply away from the armed services. Unfortunately, this comes at a time of rising international tension. As a member of Gen Z himself, the second lieutenant is the source, and tackles the source of the problem and proposes solutions in his bestseller book, We Don't Want You, Uncle Sam, Examining the Military Recruiting Crisis with Generation Z. Lieutenant Matthew Weiss, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to talk today.
Well, first of all, as a former Marine, I will say Semper Fi to you and happy early birthday to us, right?
Semper Fi, best day of the year coming up, absolutely.
Amen. Our 248th birthday, huh? How cool is that? That's a lot of candles on the cake, buddy, I'm telling you.
Exactly. Almost 250.
Yeah, amazing. And of course, a rich history in the Marine Corps, still, you know, for the few and the proud, and definitely, you know, proud to be talking with a fellow Marine here. But let's talk about your book, We Don't Want You, Uncle Sam. Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because the military recruiting crisis is getting worse, and all the news stations cover it. So I watched every day generals and admirals, very respected senior leaders, talk about it. But nobody from our generation, the actual generation being recruited, was saying anything. Mm-hmm. And I reasoned they need the young person's voice. They're not on our social media. They're not on our Instagram, on our feed. They need to understand where the disconnect is happening at the ground level. So I wanted to give very young Gen Z perspective and write this thinking and bubble it up to the top. And that's why I decided to write it.
Well, this is excellent because it's needed, because we need the voice of Gen Z. And clearly what we have been seeing, and I've been witnessing and observing it the same, just as you're saying, Matt, is that there is a disconnect between today's military and I think just essentially as a brand, I think the military across the board has violated its brand. I'm a marketing guy. So I look at, you know, it's like all of a sudden if you went to McDonald's, McDonald's has a set brand. You know what to expect with McDonald's. Like them or not, they're consistent. You know what they do. It's the same thing with the military. Up until recently, maybe in the last 10, 20 years, you kind of understood what the military had to offer. Right now it's all over the place and it's very confusing. And I got to imagine for the young people, they're probably a lot smarter than people give them credit for. They're going, wait a minute, this doesn't, I'm not comfortable in associating with this kind of gang, so to speak, if we can put it in gang terminology. Is that fair?
Absolutely. So in the book, there's 21 chapters, and I try to offer 21 problem solutions, but about half of them are perception issues. What is the marketing? What are we actually selling? One of the biggest things I try to make, sort of the macro point of the book, is we're the social media generation, right? We're online, we're connected to our devices, yet we're more depressed, more anxious. We lack connectivity to each other more than any other generation before. And Gen Z is seeking that connection. Something that the military actually has always provided is what I call the world's greatest physical social network. There's no better bonds. The first thing that you said when we got on, Semper Fidelis, there's no better bonds between people that have served, people that currently serve. And I really think there's a key value proposition the military offers, but it's been obfuscated. It's not been prominent. We need to like you said, come back with that perception, come back with that branding. This is the greatest physical social network. It's the answer to a lot of Gen Z's problems. They just don't realize it because of a lot of the press and a lot of the thinking around the military.
Has the embrace of these cultural trends and issues been confusing for Gen Z and the messaging of what the military has to offer been lost in translation as a result of it?
Yeah, so my stance on this and thinking is, look, Gen Z is a different generation. We are moving in different ways, and we have to acknowledge and be frank with the facts around that. That being said, the military has always prided itself on being an apolitical workplace, a place that doesn't pick one political party or one ideology over the other. It's the last institution we have in this country that both sides can come together. And I really think that that has to be emphasized and has to be preserved. Can't let congressmen on both sides of the aisle score political points by lambasting the military and just trying to pick out these fringe case edge stories. At the end of the day, the average service member is just a good young American trying to find their way, trying to connect from all different pockets and all communities of America, and we have to get back to that.
Yeah. Yeah, the universal ideas that glue us together and make us the United States was time-honored and protected within the military. And when those boundaries are knocked down, you're exactly right. And if it becomes a political tool from any side, I mean, that violates the brand and the essence, and it begins to break us up and bifurcate and ununite us, if I can say that.
Absolutely. The whole point is we come from all over the U.S. We have our different beliefs. We come together for a mission. We are a lethal force to defeat our enemies and defend the United States of America. And that is the sole purpose the military exists. And that is the great thing we've offered to this country for the safety for 200 plus years now, right? And we have to continue to keep that front of mind and not get swayed by fringe partisan elements on either side. Both sides and both parties are guilty of it. Mm-hmm. We have to keep that moderate middle. This is a key institution that allows us to do that.
And this is where leadership comes into play, because leadership is the guardians of those boundaries, so that when, you know, bad ideas raise their ugly heads, they're dealt with immediately and people are brought back into focus of what is the mission, right?
Absolutely. And Gen Z, to add to leadership, expects more of its leaders than any other generation, frankly, because we have more information at our disposal. So one of the issues for Gen Z is we are the transparency demanding generation. We know when we're being sold to, we know when we're being lied to, because frankly, when I turned my device on when I was in third grade, I instantly could tell ads from reality, and that was programmed into Gen Z's head. So we demand a different level of accountability from our leaders. We demand that transparency, the truth. Sometimes the truth is tough. I have to look Marines in the eye and say, hey, we're going to hike a ton today. It's going to be terrible, but this is the reason we're doing it. They'd much rather have that truth then we lie to them and say, hey, it's going to be an easy day, and then boom, the hike comes. That's
exactly
the thing, obviously, I extrapolated.
Well, I can tell you, during my my experience in Marine Corps, nobody ever told me I was going to have an easy day. Maybe it's just the Gen Z personality or whatever. But like you said, they want to hear it straight. Let's talk about some of the key ideas for recruiting Gen Z. We touched on a couple already, but go ahead and expand on it. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Matt.
Absolutely. So there's a few. First, I like to bring in a lot of business principles. I think private industry has a lot of cutting-edge ideas, forefront ideas that we need to understand as we professionalize forces. How can we bring those in? So one example, paying for performance. So what does that mean? We're all paid at the same level, at the same rank, mm-hmm. but there's yes. higher performers and lower performers. There should be ability for faster career advancement, potentially performance-based pay for those that do better on an exercise or a specific event, right? Again, not mm-hmm. maybe the whole part of the salary, but a small bonus, ability to
exactly.
actually grow and perform.
Because yeah. merit counts, incentivization. Right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. 100%. We want to incentivize performance. We want to incentivize the best. So that's one example. We also have to get rid of a lot of these institutional red tape, sort of 1940s mentality, industrial era policies. To join the military, sometimes you have to wait 3 months to go through medical processing and paperwork before you actually report to boot camp. That turns 18-year-olds off when they can just go down the street, work for Chick-fil-A or McDonald's instead the day after they graduate high school. So these slow processing times with MEPS, which is the recruiting coming in, basically the processing, that is really bad and has to be changed. We have to modernize a lot of these thinking and a lot of these mindsets.
Well, what outside research did you consider, you know, besides your own experience there in the Marine Corps, Matt?
Absolutely, and I have a bunch. And again, if we had hours, I'd walk through all 21 of these issues.
You know what you're telling me in our audience is that you and I need to get back together and we need to have a more detailed conversation because, 10 minutes is just not enough time. And you've done comprehensive work here and you need to be given the opportunity to lay this out, for our audience and I think for those would-be recruits that would love to be part of an organization that is life-changing. And that's the thing. I mean, for you and for me, you know, we went through and served our country proudly, and it was life-changing. And I saw, in my experience, I saw young kids, they came in, and this is the first time they were away from home. And just through boot camp, ma'am, just through boot camp, how they matured in a 12-week cycle was unbelievable, right?
Absolutely. I think it's the best decision I've ever made. I've grown as a leader in 10 times more ways than I ever could. And it truly is one of the greatest things a young Gen Zer in America can do today to improve their lives, to give them skills, to give them experience and connection. So it's a huge answer to a lot of societal problems. I walk through a bunch of them in the book. I discuss a bunch of them. To answer your question about the research, I tie in a lot of academic, a lot of business marketing research. That's sort of my own background before. And I go through 21 of these issues. They're all, some stem from societal, some stem just in the armed forces, but it really is such an important thing to be all collectively start having this conversation. The goal of the book is to bring this wonky institutional level discussion down to the American family, down to the American dinner table. We all benefit from national defense. We all have
exactly.
to give some contribution to that in our communities. We have to put that back. And this is a book to start to talk about that again. How do we get this out to all the communities of America so everyone starts doing their part and we fulfill the manning needs of our armed forces.
Well, congratulations. Great job, Lieutenant. Lieutenant Matthew Weiss has been our guest. He's the author of the new book, We Don't Want You, Uncle Sam, Examining the Military Recruiting Crisis with Gen Z. Semper Fi, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Semper Fi, hoorah. Have a great day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. This is how we do.